This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
All right, everybody, welcome back to The Deep Dive.
Yes, welcome back.
You ever, like, you know, just kind of think about, like, those few lines of text that you see, you know, every single time you go to, you know, like, Google or whatever, and you're searching something.
Oh, yeah.
They're kind of a big deal, right?
Huge deal.
They make you decide, you know, am I going to click this or am I going to keep on scrolling? And we are diving deep into those today, folks. Those are website title tags.
That's right. And, you know, we're talking to anyone out there with a website.
Yeah.
Anyone, whether you've got, you know, a massive online store or, you know, just like a little passion project log.
Yeah.
You know, mastering these title tags.
Yeah.
Absolutely vital.
Oh, yeah.
For getting seen out there.
It's like you're...
You're in a crowded room.
Yeah.
Got to make that handshake.
Yeah. It's like that first impression.
That's it.
And the roadmap for this deep dive is this, you know, I'm really excited to dig into this article by Chris Bradley called Increase Click-Through Rates with Engaging Title Tags. We're not going to, like, read the whole article.
No.
But we're going to pull out, you know, all of the really actionable stuff from Chris's insights.
Yeah. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty.
So that by the end of this, you can craft these title tags.
Yes.
That not only help you rank better, but also, like, actually, you know, make people want to click it.
Make people want to click.
Yeah. And, you know, explore what you have to offer.
Absolutely. So, like, let's unpack this right from the beginning.
Okay.
What exactly are title tags?
Yeah.
And why do they have, you know,
why are they so important?
Such a significant impact.
Yeah.
So, you know, these title tags are actually like little snippets of code.
Okay.
Little HTML elements, you know.
Right.
That tell the search engines and, you know, are displayed to the users what the page is all about.
Yeah. Chris, you know, he explains that they're the clickable headlines that you see on search engine results pages, the SRPs.
Yes.
And so it's like, it's the front door.
That's it.
To your website in the World Wide Web.
Exactly. And what's so fascinating here is that they serve two, you know, really critical audiences.
Okay.
One, they're, you know, they're letting the search engines understand what the core topic is of your page.
Right.
Which directly influences where you show up in the search results.
Mm-hmm.
But equally important, they're the first thing that your potential visitors see.
Right.
You know, this is your headline.
Yep.
This is your, you know, super brief sales pitch.
It's your invitation to come on in.
Come in, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, think about your title tag, like the subject of an email.
Right.
You got a crowded inbox.
Yep.
You know, you want to be at the top.
It's got to be a good one.
Right. You don't want to be, you know, down at the bottom.
Yeah, you don't want to be in the spam folder.
You don't want to be in spam. That's right.
Right.
So it needs to be compelling enough for someone to actually click it and open it.
Exactly. And Chris, you know, he calls this the first point of contact.
Yes.
You know, and they provide this super condensed summary of, you know, what someone can expect if they decide to actually click and come to the website.
Exactly. And I always think of it kind of like a book cover, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be informative enough so you kind of know what you're about to read.
Right.
But, you know, also interesting enough
to get you hooked.
Yeah, exactly. To get you hooked.
Yeah.
So this leads us, you know, perfectly to, I think, the bedrock of, you know, any effective title tag strategy.
Okay.
And that's keyword research.
Right.
Understanding what your audience is actually looking for.
Yeah.
You know?
You can't write a compelling title if you don't know, you know, what your audience is actually looking for.
Exactly. You can't write, you know, you can't hit the target if you don't even know where the target is.
Right.
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 So that's that fundamental first step. And Chris really emphasizes that.
Like right.
Diving into these, you know, keywords and phrases that people are typing into those search engines. You know, it's absolutely crucial.
Yeah.
It's not just about these broad terms either. It's about uncovering these longer, you know, more specific, what we call long tail keywords.
Yeah.
That, you know, really pinpoint what users are looking for.
It's like, you know, it's like a broad term could be, you know, marketing.
Right.
But a long tail keyword could be, you know,
how to create, you know, an email marketing campaign.
Yeah. Or like how to write a great title tag.
Exactly.
Or, you know, how to, whatever, very specific.
Yeah. Yes. And if we, you know, connect this to kind of your overall goal of getting those visitors, you know, it's all about aligning your website content
right
with the active needs and questions
of
your potential audience. Mm. If your title tag doesn't resonate with what they're actually searching, the chances of them clicking, regardless of where you are in the rankings, you know, are very slim.
Okay. So we've done the groundwork.
Okay.
You figured out, you know, what people are searching for.
Yes.
How do you then...
How do you take that,
yeah.
weave it into a compelling title tag?
Yeah. How do we do that?
So this is where, you know, the strategic incorporation of keywords comes in.
Okay.
And Chris talks about, you know, these focus keywords.
Yeah.
The primary terms that really capture the essence of what's on your page.
Okay.
And the advice is pretty straightforward.
Okay.
Make sure those focus keywords are in your title tags.
Okay.
But it's not just about, you know, throwing them in anywhere.
Right. It's like real estate.
It's real estate.
Where do we put them?
Where do you put them? And Chris specifically recommends placing them at the very beginning.
Oh, at the beginning.
At the beginning of your title tag.
Okay. Why is that?
Well, you know, there's a couple of reasons for this one.
Yep.
It, you know, signals to the search engines immediately what the primary topic is, reinforces its relevance, you know, for the specific search terms.
Yeah.
But secondly, and this is maybe even more important for getting those clicks.
Okay.
It puts the information right in front and center.
So it's easy to see.
Easy to see. So, you know, for example, if you were to search for, you know, best Italian restaurants in Austin, you know, a title like best Italian restaurants in Austin.
Yeah.
Dash, you know, whatever your restaurant name is.
That makes sense.
It's immediately relevant.
Yeah.
The person sees the exact words that they typed in.
Right.
Right at the start.
Mm-hmm.
And they know they're in the right place.
Right. Okay, so space is limited.
Space is limited.
It's like prime real estate, you know?
Prime real estate.
Only so much of that title tag actually gets displayed,
right,
you know, before
it gets cut off, yeah.
Yeah, like if you write a novel as your title tag.
Right, exactly.
And we're going to show the whole thing.
No, they're not going to show the whole thing. Okay. So Chris points out, you know, this generally recommended maximum length.
Yeah.
Which is about 50 to 60 characters.
Okay.
And, you know, this isn't just an arbitrary number.
Okay.
It's based on, you know, what search engines typically show.
Okay.
Without cutting it off. With that little ellipses.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
Those three little dots.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
So, you know.
The key takeaway here is.
Keep it concise.
Yeah, be concise.
Be descriptive, yes.
But you've got to prioritize.
Prioritize that most important information.
Yeah.
And get it within that character limit.
Right, because nobody wants their, you know, beautifully crafted title to be like cut off mid-thought.
No, nobody wants that.
Yeah.
Because a truncated title, you know, it loses its impact.
Yeah.
It can even, you know, appear unprofessional.
Right.
And ultimately hurt your click-through rate.
Right. So you want to convey.
Yeah. You want to clearly convey the message.
On the page.
Of the page within that constraint.
So we've got keywords.
Okay.
At the beginning.
Yes.
We're keeping it concise.
Concise.
How do we make these things stand out?
How do you make them stand out?
Like really grab the user's attention.
Okay, so this is where I think the art of, you know, compelling language comes in. Chris talks about, you know, power words.
Ooh.
These attention-grabbing terms that tap into our emotions, create a sense of urgency.
Okay.
Spark our curiosity.
Like, okay.
You know, and think about, you know, the core desire or the pain point that your content addresses.
Yeah.
Does it offer a solution?
Okay.
Is it an untapped secret?
Right.
You know, aligning your power words with those underlying motivations can be incredibly powerful.
Give me some examples of power words.
Okay, so the article gives some great examples.
Okay.
Ultimate.
Ooh, ultimate.
Essential.
Essential.
Proven.
Proven.
I like that.
Exclusive.
Exclusive.
Secret. Secret. That's a good one.
You know, think about the effect these words have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ultimate guide.
Right.
It suggests comprehensive information.
Yeah.
Exclusive offer.
Ooh.
Hints at something special.
Yeah.
That you can't find elsewhere.
You can't get it anywhere else.
Exactly.
No.
And proven strategies.
Oh.
Implies reliability and results.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's not just about, you know, randomly sprinkling these words in.
No. It's about, you know, being genuine and accurate.
Right.
About the content that you're offering.
Yeah, like what makes your guide the ultimate resource?
What's truly, you know,
exclusive
about your offer?
Like, is it actually?
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't want to mislead people.
No, you don't want to mislead people.
Yeah.
You don't want to, you know, trick them into clicking with these sensationalized titles.
Right.
That don't match the content.
Yeah.
However.
Yeah.
When used strategically.
Yeah.
Truthfully. These kinds of words
can,
you know, really make your listing
much
more appealing.
Make it pop.
Make it pop, yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, Chris also makes a really important point.
Okay.
About the need for uniqueness and clarity.
Okay.
In your title tags. It sounds obvious,
mm-hmm.
but websites actually miss the mark on this all the time.
Oh, really?
All the time you see these generic titles.
Yeah.
That don't tell you anything specific about the page.
So instead of saying, you know, like,
right.
Products. You could say.
Yeah, you'd say, you know.
Our latest, you know.
Specific product category. Shop our latest collection online.
Yeah.
Something that actually gives them information.
Yeah.
A reason to click.
Yeah.
And you're providing value right there in the title tag.
Right.
You're telling them exactly what they can expect.
You're answering a question before they've even asked it.
Before they've even asked it, exactly.
Right.
And then, you know, Chris also talks about this idea of creating a sense of urgency in your title tags.
Okay.
This is one, you know,
yeah,
that I think we need to handle with care.
Yeah, I was going to say that feels a little.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
A little.
Got to be careful.
Yeah.
But, you know, when it's relevant,
yeah,
incorporating urgency can definitely encourage those immediate clicks.
Mm-hmm.
So think of phrases like,
yeah,
limited time offer.
Okay.
Don't miss out.
Don't miss out.
Or act now.
Right. But you can't say that all the time.
No.
Right.
Because then people are going to be like,
yeah, they're not going to trust you.
Yeah.
Right.
So the urgency needs to align truthfully.
Right.
With the content.
So if you've got a flash sale.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you've got a flash sale or some breaking news, you know.
Yeah.
Then you can use that, you know, act now.
Right. Exactly.
To drive that immediate traffic.
Now, for those of you listening who, you know, maybe you've got a local business.
Yeah.
Or you're focused on attracting customers in a specific area.
Mm-hmm.
There's another angle here that I thought was really cool.
Yes.
Local SEO.
Local SEO.
Within your title tags.
This is crucial for reaching that local audience.
Yeah.
You know, Chris emphasizes including location-specific keywords in your title tags.
Okay.
So if you've got a coffee shop in Seattle, your title could be Best Coffee Shop in Seattle.
Okay.
Dash, you know. Your coffee shop name.
Right.
And you're going to target those people who are searching for coffee in Seattle.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, a local bakery I know did this.
Oh, yeah.
Added their city to their title tag.
Mm-hmm.
And they saw, you know, a noticeable uptick in local inquiries.
So it really does work.
It really does work.
So you're really connecting with those users who have like a clear local intent.
Exactly. And that potential for increased click-through rates from those local searches can be significant.
So we've talked about, you know, crafting those initial title tags,
mm-hmm.
but this isn't just like a one and done thing, right?
It's not a one and done.
It's like, we got to come back.
I had to come back to it.
Revisit it.
Exactly. Mm. Chris strongly recommends, you know, the value of experimentation.
Okay.
Specifically A-B testing.
Oh, A-B testing. I love A-B testing.
A-B testing is great.
Yeah.
This is a vital technique for continuous improvement.
So what is A-B testing of title tags?
So essentially you create, you know, two or more different versions of your title tag for the same web page.
Okay.
And then you can use, you know, different analytics tools to show these different versions to segments of your audience.
Yeah.
And you monitor which one performs better.
Okay.
In terms of, you know, click-through rates.
Okay.
Sometimes, you know, other metrics as well. Like bounce rate.
So like how long they stay on the page.
Exactly.
Or whether they actually convert.
You know, buy something.
Yeah.
Sign up for something.
Do the thing you want them to do.
Do the things you want them to do.
Exactly. Right. And so you might test, you know, different power words.
Yes.
Maybe different ways of phrasing.
Different ways of phrasing.
Yeah.
The benefits.
Yeah.
See which one gets more clicks.
Yeah.
And it's so valuable because you're taking out the guesswork.
Right.
You know you're getting that data.
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing what resonates with your audience.
And then making the decision on what's performing better.
Exactly. And then you implement the higher performing one.
Okay.
It's about constantly, you know, refining your approach based on that data.
It's so smart.
Right.
So let's like circle back.
Let's circle back.
To some of the common questions that Chris addresses in his article, just to kind of like really solidify our understanding.
Solidify it, yes.
Of all this stuff.
So first up. Title tag length.
Title tag length. We touched on it before.
50 to 60 characters.
Yeah, 50 to 60 characters.
The main reason, because we want the whole thing to show up.
Right. We want the whole message to be visible.
Exactly.
Okay. And what about those focus keywords?
Yes, the focus keywords.
Do they absolutely need to be in there?
Yes, their inclusion is highly recommended.
Highly recommended.
And as we talked about, they play that vital role in helping the search engines understand.
Understand what the content's about.
What your content's about.
Yeah.
And placing them at the beginning enhances visibility.
For the search engines, but also for the people.
For the people, too.
Who are searching.
Exactly.
Okay.
And just, you know, as a little caveat,
yeah,
search engines are getting more sophisticated.
Right.
So, you know, while putting the keyword first is generally a good idea.
Okay.
Make sure that the entire title tag reads naturally and logically.
Makes sense.
Because a grammatically correct and user-friendly title is always going to be prioritized.
Okay, let's circle back to power words.
Power words.
Yeah, always a good strategy.
So Chris confirms that they can be very effective in boosting click-through rates.
Okay.
But their effectiveness hinges on relevance and authenticity.
So don't force them in there.
Don't force them.
If it doesn't make sense.
If they don't genuinely align with your content.
Okay.
And for our listeners who are, you know, focusing on that local search.
Yeah.
What's the key takeaway?
For local SEO.
For local SEO and title tags. It's all about those location-specific keywords to target those users in your geographical area.
And finally, why is this practice of A/B testing so valuable?
Because it provides direct insight into how different title tags perform with your audience.
You get to see the data.
You get to see the data.
See what's working.
And then you can make those informed decisions to refine those titles for higher click-through rates.
Okay.
Which leads to more traffic to your website.
So as we kind of wrap this deep dive up, what are the key final thoughts?
Final thoughts.
On, you know, mastering this art.
So Chris, you know, summarizes it well by saying, creating effective title tags is a fundamental aspect of SEO.
Okay.
It influences how many people click on your website.
Yeah.
And, you know, ultimately your visibility online.
Right.
So the core elements are using relevant keywords, incorporating power words thoughtfully.
Right.
Keeping your titles within that optimal length. But remember, it's an ongoing process of monitoring, testing, refining your approach to stay competitive and improve that organic traffic.
It's not a one and done thing.
Not a one and done.
Okay, so there you have it. A comprehensive look into crafting compelling title tags.
That's right.
From Chris Bradley's article.
And it really comes down to, you know, recognizing that those few lines of text on the search engine results page.
It's your first impression.
That first impression.
Yeah.
You know, it's prime digital real estate.
Yeah.
And it's a crucial opportunity to encourage those visitors to explore the value that you have to offer.
So on that note,
the
final thought for you all to consider. Think about the, you know, hundreds or even thousands of potential first impressions your website is making
every day
in search results every single day.
Wow.
How can you apply these insights to your own title tag strategy to ensure those impressions lead to clicks and engagement with your content?
It's exciting, isn't it?
What is one title tag on your website that you could experiment with this week that could maybe, you know, make a significant difference?
I love that.
Thanks for joining us.
Yes, thanks for joining us.
Here on The Deep Dive.
We'll see you next time.
See you later.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.